This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for April 30th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Even before we get to Solo, a Star Wars story in theaters later in May, we're finding out that this is just the first Solo story. In fact, actor Alden Ehrenreich, who plays the young Solo, has revealed that he signed up for 3 Solo movies. There's been no official word from Disney or Lucasfilm on its plans for Han Solo, but it makes sense that they'd want to lock in their star for more work if the first one is a hit. News leaks and rumors indicate that Apple may be working on a virtual reality / augmented reality headset that would outclass anything that's been seen so far. According to the report, the headset is being planned for 2020 and would include 8K resolution in each eye and would be self-contained, unlike HTC's Vive, which requires external sensors for positioning. Apple's Tim Cook has made no secret of Apple's ambition in this AR/VR area. To no one's surprise, Avengers Infinity War has broken a whole bunch of box office records in its opening weekend, including the biggest domestic and worldwide openings of all time. Infinity War's $250 million in the U.S. bested Star Wars' The Force Awakens. Adding in the $380 million from overseas allowed it to beat the previous holder, The Fate of the Furious, for global opening dominance. Add in Black Panther's big numbers from early this year, too, and Disney's Marvel is undeniably the biggest moneymaker out there right now. Following on last week's news that Paramount is developing ideas for 2 new Star Trek movies, comes this weekend's news that at least one of those movies has a director, and it's not Quentin Tarantino. According to various reports, S.J. Clarkson, who is known for her directing work on Jessica Jones and Orange is the New Black, will helm the new project. While Clarkson will be the first woman to direct a Star Trek movie, there have always been women leading the way in Star Trek productions, going all the way back to Dorothy Fontana, the original series script editor and screenwriter of some of the best-known episodes. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.